This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hour number two on a rainy Tuesday afternoon in St. Louis. I'm dabbling with taking phone calls this hour. That could be fun on Doge and the speech tonight.
And I say do it.
Sue's voting for it.
I definitely say do it because I don't have a guest set up.
So that's what we're talking about. Well, I have ample amount of material without a guest, Fred. I will assure you of that. Hey, I want to just tell a quick story about this because I love David Bowie, and there's a guitar part in this song that I think people would be familiar with. Let's Dance, hear this. You know who plays guitar on this record? And I think like 8 different tracks on Let's Dance. That is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I'll be darned.
What's interesting about that is that at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1982, this is in Switzerland, David Bowie sees Stevie Ray Vaughan playing guitar. It's before his first album comes out, right? And he's like, man, this dude, I want this dude to play on my record. And Nile Rodgers from Chic is involved in the project.
Right?
Nile Rodgers is producing, arranging the songs. And he's like, I don't think so. He thought that Stevie Ray sounded too much, and maybe he does, he sounded too much like Albert King, one of the great blues guitarists ever on the planet. And there's certainly similarities because Stevie's influenced by some of those great blues folks. But David Bowie took a stand. And he said, no, this guy's different. He ended up playing on a lot of the tracks. And here's something else that's interesting about that. David Bowie, I saw David Bowie one time, and that was on that tour, Let's Dance. He wanted Stevie Ray to go out with him, and he really, really apparently pressured him to go out on the road. And Stevie Ray Vaughan said, nope, I'm doing my own thing, and Double Trouble did their record. And then, of course, he had all his success in the 80s and then unfortunately died in the helicopter crash, which was terrible.
Man.
But I thought that was an interesting musical story because a lot of people don't know that, you know, David Bowie discovered Stevie Ray Vaughan on his own. And it's funny that Nile Rodgers is like, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work out. But it's okay. There was something else that I wanted to mention musically. Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember yesterday when I was talking about Heart because my friend Rick Niner. Yeah, so Rick sees them on Saturday night at a residency, Heart, in Las Vegas. And Ann Wilson, Ann and Nancy Wilson, two sisters in a 70s rock band. Sometimes I don't know if I need to set this up for people. But my question was, shouldn't you kind of know ahead of time if someone's going to be in a wheelchair performing? I think we had mixed feelings on that yesterday. But did you see that the tour just got announced for here in St. Louis?
No.
So this morning, the Fox sends a news release out saying that Heart is coming to St. Louis. And that was the big concert announcement. So I don't know. Yeah, here it is. Fred's got it printed
out for
me here. Fox Concerts is thrilled to announce American rock band and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Heart will play at the Fabulous Fox on Thursday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will go on sale this Friday. They have a picture of the band here. It looks nothing like Ann Wilson looks today or Nancy Wilson, but it is what it is. And it says two sets. So I guess not only will she be in a wheelchair, but there are two sets. Now, here's what my friend Rick said, that it was an okay show, but she really couldn't hit the high notes. The set list was solid. I saw the set list. and they do one Led Zeppelin cover going to California, but people will have to decide if you want to see someone in a wheelchair, right? I don't know what the answer would be on that front. What else did I have? One more thing here before we get into Sue's news. No, probably not. You ready for it?
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
I just thought that this was a good trivia question. 51 years ago today in 1974, the first issue of People magazine came out. Anybody got any clue who was on the cover?
The first cover,
yes,
of People magazine.
And it would be 1974, first ever issue. I just don't think you're going to get this.
David Cassidy.
Oh, that's a good guess. No.
Got nothing.
Mia Farrow.
Oh.
Mia Farrow, out of nowhere. To me, that was out of nowhere. Maybe she was all the rage in 1974.
She must have been.
But yeah, she was the first one, so now you know if that ever comes up in trivia. Now, Mark and I agree on this. Okay, 31 years ago today, in 1994, John Candy passed away of a heart attack. I can't believe he's been gone this long. But we agree. By the way, he was only 43 years old.
Oh, man.
But we love the movie Uncle Buck.
Love it.
It's just so wonderful, and we're going to hear a little bit.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
That is a pre-Home Alone Macaulay Culkin in that
yes,
scene, by
it's
the way.
Macaulay Culkin. I love that scene so much, but that whole movie. But last year, maybe it was last year, year before. I don't know. We've been doing this for 3 years. And you and I had this conversation, and somebody sent me a message later that said, I didn't love Uncle Buck like you did.
Wait,
they went back and watched it later, and I was like, I don't know what to say to you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, two things. We've been together 4 years now. It's kind of stunning if you think about it. But I rewatched it within the last year and a half,
okay,
and it is
you.
A wonderful, wonderful movie.
Thank you.
I didn't know
if you don't like Uncle Buck, then you don't like any of the John Hughes stuff
exactly.
from the 1980s.
It's of that time,
right,
and it's
exactly.
a John Hughes movie. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Ethan?
I didn't know Macaulay Culkin had been in anything really besides Home Alone.
Oh,
I didn't even know he was in this. Yeah. I had no idea.
When you pulled that, were you like, wow, did you know it was him?
Well, at first it was kind of like a side profile of him at the beginning of the scene. I was like, that looks like Macaulay Culkin.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I laughed because it's a funny scene.
He was so good.
Did you watch it with Alexa, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She
no, you know what? Wait, I take that back.
There's some scenes in there.
We didn't. Here's what. We started to watch that one. That's why I ended up watching the whole thing, because we started, and I was wrong about that one. It wasn't something that, you know, I think
she's
about 12, that's a good one. But no, I held back on that because of the themes. And I'm looking back here on IMDb.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was his first movie.
I'm trying to think what else I remember him in.
There were like... he was in something called The Midnight Hour in 1985 as a Halloween kid. Then he was in The Equalizer for one episode. Then he was in something called Rock at Gibraltar and then See You in the Morning. And then Uncle Buck. And then from there, Home Alone, My Girl.
He was so good in that they pulled him out for the rest.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. All right, Dolly.
And by the way, now his brother just won an Oscar. You know that,
yeah,
right?
That was pretty cool. Dolly Parton's husband and best friend of 60 years, Carl Dean, passed away in Nashville yesterday. And she released a statement. He was somebody we never saw. He did not like the spotlight. He didn't like to come out and appear with her. But they were married for 60 years. And in fact, he inspired the song Jolene. Now, and we can hear a little bit of it if you'd like
song.
To. I do too. It's fantastic. Apparently, Carl kept going to the bank, and there was a teller there with this red hair that flirted with him. And she,
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene,
I tell you what,
Jolene.
Looking at pictures of young Dolly Parton,
yeah,
right, it makes you wonder, what the hell did Jolene look like? Because Dolly Parton was gorgeous.
Well, now she
and
said.
Now she's talking about. She's begging this girl not to take her man. I'm like, holy cow.
She said that this song sounds serious, but it was a joke between she and Carl. She'd be like,
that's funny.
Gee, you're spending a lot of time at the bank. Yeah, that kind of thing, because this woman would just.
You also had some questions about how Dolly Parton didn't have like really, really bad back problems from what was developed on the front part of her body, because that was always something that back in that time period was very emphasized, right?
Yeah, it was.
Dolly's Partons.
Dolly's Partons?
Well, that was a saying, Sue, to be misogynistic.
I thought they were fake. Weren't they fake after, or no? Were they real?
I thought they were real.
There's no way.
Really?
There's just
then
no
she
way.
She had a good plastic surgeon
she's
in
got,
the 1970s.
I was going to say, so much of her is plastic. Yeah. There's no way they're real.
And she says as much. You know, I'm plastic. I like to nip and tuck and do whatever.
She says, a couple Parton years has had breast implants, facelifts,
thank
and eyelid
you.
Surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. Did, nice. It's cute you thought those
performed
were real.
At the,
well, maybe some of them were real back then, and then they were enhanced.
Uh-huh. She performed at the Cowboys Thanksgiving game a couple of years ago, and she wore a Cowboys cheerleader outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she looked just
yeah.
like all of them.
Yeah. I know. Oh. I know.
There's a lot of makeup involved.
No doubt.
There's lifting. But yes. That's okay. He was 82. Google has announced that its new Gemini AI will soon be released. And this thing allows you to show it things through your phone's camera instead of describing it to AI, which we can sort of do now, but this is taking it to the next level. You'll be able to take live video input. So I could take a picture of Mark's outfit and say, what complimentary color would go with that? Should I wear pants? And it will tell you live, well, it's camouflage, so I think you should go with a tan or a blah, blah color. It's going to be wild. Of course, it's coming to Android.
Yeah. And the reason I have camouflage on today is because I'm wearing my Mizzou football Veterans Day.
Yeah. Well,
hoodie,
I get it.
Which I like quite a bit. But yeah, but I didn't want to confuse. I didn't want people thinking I look like I was going hunting every day I'm in the studio.
The image
that it conjures up concerned me.
That might be one of your favorites. You wear that one a lot, though.
Like three times a week, I think. It's kind of like John Fetterman. It's my thing. I really like it. I'm going to miss it when it starts to warm up because then I got to go to the thinner hoodies.
I get it. I totally get that. So that is going to come out later this month. We'll see how it goes. I guess it'll come to my phone. We can try it on there. Okay, this freaked me out. Okay, yeah, it's a thought. Chinese EV car maker BYD now has a system called Lingyuan. Lingyuan. That you can buy as an accessory to your car. It's a drone launch pad that's attached to the top of the vehicle. It's only available in China so far. Apparently, the driver, you've got the big screen because it's an EV. You hit a button on the touchscreen, a big sunroof opens, and a drone on a platform rises out of the vehicle. And it could be launched while you're driving. You just have to go pretty slowly. You have to go not over 15 miles per hour. And if you're doing that, the drone can go up and follow the car or take shots of whatever you'd like. It's all very James Bond, Fred.
Can you capture it then? It comes right back to
you? Yes, but again, you have to slow down. Hmm. But yes, you can control it.
Can we just hear you pronounce the brand name one more time?
But
this goes along the line of, I've always felt this should be technology that should be made in American vehicles, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of you would be on the same page with me. But just if we had like, and I'm not saying we would be able to fire these off at every instance, but if you just had a missile launcher on the front of your car,
what are you
and maybe you're
about?
Given the ability to take out one person a year. One person a year seems reasonable. That's an idiot driver. I think we'd be a lot further along in society
I see your point, of course, if we could do that.
That sounds like a movie.
It does sound like a movie. Yeah. I wonder if that wouldn't be a plot.
I want
you
the
get
missile.
One
wait,
a year.
I also want the missile not only to shoot. See, I need the capability where it shoots forward and backward because the people that get on my ass when I'm driving, I won't have to tap the brakes and send them a signal. I'll just fire the missile. They're gone. I don't even have to worry about the shrapnel because they're behind me.
You're going to have a lot of decisions to make.
Yeah,
if you only get one a year.
Plus, that's true, Fred.
Somebody will be judging you who has a missile. I'm just going to point that out.
I promise you, I don't drive like some of the people that I'm referring to.
Uh-huh. See, I'm just thankful I'd take 70 home and I don't have to worry about going 44 like you.
You know, I had Mark. Mark was once behind me when we were leaving work.
How'd that pan out?
I pulled over and let him go.
That's right.
What if you had a missile,
bad move,
Fred?
No, not a bad move.
Well, this has a little music. It just kind of is a bed. Because a piece of George Harrison's toast from 1963 was just sold for an undisclosed amount of money. It was taken by a fan from his family home and has been enshrined in a scrapbook page ever since, Fred.
You said toast, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say toad.
No, no.
Really nervous.
What was it?
Really nervous.
It was that's really gross. A 15-year-old fan named Sue Houghton was visiting George's family home. She saw that he left the crust of his toast on the plate, so she put it in her pocket. Sue added it to her scrapbook with the caption, quote, "Piece of George's breakfast, 2/8/1963.
That's actually very funny, isn't
it? It is, isn't it? And it's all...
If it's anyone but a 15-year-old, it's weird, but it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like with a little kid. Exactly. And so, again, it's undisclosed, so we won't know how much was paid for the toast.
I don't know about the person who bought it, but I love that origin story.
It's great.
Amazing. Yeah. That's really cool.
He claims, I guess he was interviewed years ago about the toast, and he said, "I usually finish my toast," and he thought it was really funny, but she grabbed it. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. So many. Okay, a mulligan became a do-over in golf because of a guy named David Mulligan in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, in the 20s. He hit a bad shot. Then he decided to try it over again, so his friends started calling that move a mulligan. And it spread from there and came down here, and we've been doing them since.
Let me tell you something. That guy is a damn hero because he gave all of us the ability to cheat at golf and say, "Oh, I'm just taking another shot. It's my mulligan."
And took arguably one of the biggest L's of all time for the people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I support that.
This happens in trivia, too. You get mulligans there.
Yeah.
That is true. That's right. The word is used
in
other...
What if he trademarked it?
Probably not.
No.
All right, Ethan, are you ready? You want to take some phone calls here this afternoon?
Let's do it.
Okay, here's my thought, because we're on the cusp of this speech tonight in Washington, and I did this a couple of weeks ago as a bit of an experiment, not only on, you know, just kind of taking calls, but on where people were with Doge and the president. Here's what I will tell you. You know, some of this was detected yesterday. I had some feedback from when Carl Cannon was on. Carl is a legendary, you know, Washington reporter. He writes for Real Clear. He's one of the guys who founded Real Clear Politics with Tom Bevin back in the day, and it's a great, great site, and he's a solid, solid reporter. And Carl, as you know, Fred, has been with me for many, many years, not, you know, a couple of decades. His dad, Lou Cannon, was a legend in Washington, too. And I had people reacting to his appearance yesterday saying, he's got Trump derangement syndrome. Carl Cannon has never had TDS. But what happened yesterday is, we were talking about Ukraine, he kind of called out that move in the White House last week in a way that was negative toward Trump. So then I get reaction from people that, you know, all of a sudden they don't like Carl Cannon. I disagreed with Carl, and I took issue with that yesterday, and I tried to make my, you know, feelings known. But I bring it up because there are a lot of people that may not agree with some of this right now. And on the economic front in particular, and we're going to have a guy on here after 5 o'clock who's a farmer and someone who's been very active in, you know, promoting causes for agriculture in Missouri, Blake Hurst, who is a Tarkio, Missouri farmer. I bet there's farmers. I bet there's other people maybe that have been affected by USA aid. Or maybe there's just people that love every bit of this, which sort of I'm in that camp right now. But I'm genuinely curious where you are and what your expectations might be. I'd love to hear comments on Doge and on the meeting with Ukraine and Zelensky. 314-241-9797. Ethan's going to open up those phone lines. He'll take some calls. We'll get you on here in a few minutes. 241-9797. Let's go out with a little Stevie Ray Vaughan playing for David Bowie here.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Raul Malo and the Mavericks. I think Love this song. Hey, we're going to take some phone calls here. Ethan is lining you up. Jump on in at 314-241-9797. We'll talk about Doge, the speech tonight, Ukraine. I love this, though. You know, our friend Michelle Tafoya. Michelle's great. She used to be focused on sports. She does a podcast now and speaks out on a lot of these important issues, including, you know, women's issues. And here's what she tweeted out just a short time ago. She did I hear this correctly? Democrat women will wear pink to the Trump speech tonight. The same Democrats who voted against protecting girls and women in sports. You can't make this up. I kind of agreed with that tweet. And I said, that's quite something, isn't it? Shameful. So there's a woman who has worked here in St. Louis named Susan Ryan for a long time. I think I first got to know her when Jennifer Joyce was the prosecutor in the city of St. Louis. She's a PR flacky type, been around, always had good interactions with her. She seemed to do her job. But she actually chimes in here on the X,
oh dear,
formerly Twitter, and she goes, nope, it's not shameful at all. Now, let me put this into perspective for you, ladies and gentlemen. A communications PR lefty flack doesn't think it's troubling that members of the Senate in particular have voted against protecting women in sports. But no, wait, it gets better than that. She calls this not shameful when she's the person who continued her legacy of being a shill for the prosecutor's office when Kim Gardner was there.
Ooh.
And carried water for her and covered her ass on a regular basis. And she wants to chime in here and say, no, it's not shameful. Susan Ryan, you lost all credibility shilling for Kim Gardner. Talk about effing shameful. That was shameful. And I think we all know that at this point. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. I got a little different situation here because I have to look at my this is so high tech. I have to listen to my text from Ethan just to make sure I'm on the right caller. Okay, Kurt, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And first of all, Sue, she's on in the morning when I'm driving to work at 5:30, and she's still on today. Does she ever get to go home?
No, she never leaves. We have her actually locked up in a couple of different studios. There's a chain that's involved, and we allow her to kind of roam from studios. It's really incredible. I give her a lot of credit. She does a double shift.
It's a split shift.
Yeah.
Love you, Sue. You're the best, man.
Thank you.
All right, well, maybe that's all he wanted to say. Let's see. Let's go to Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I doubt it was.
Hey.
That's all right.
I've got
a pace that I have to keep up.
All right, fine.
Sorry, Kurt, you blew it all on Sue. It was worth it, though. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hello, Mark. I listen to your show all the time, and I like Sue as well. Vance, at the interview with Trump and Zelensky, Vance chimed in and said, oh, Zelensky, you're being so rude. And Trump said, oh, no, he's been doing this all along. I just let him do this so the American people could see it. I love that. I thought that was wonderful.
I think a lot of us thought it was wonderful. There's a lot of people out there that are calling, you know, and look, I have to be honest with this, Sue, and I think a lot of listeners. So I've had an evolution on Trump, and it's not a disingenuous evolution, because when people want to call me, oh, he's the big bully, right? Well, maybe sometimes you got to be a bully to you know, kick some of these people around. So I'm not, Jeremy, what I'd say is, I'm a little uncomfortable with some of the tariff stuff, and I want the economy to improve, and I want the, you know, stock market to rock for everyone's 401k. So I'm a little concerned about some of the things, but he's going to lay that out tonight in this speech, and we're going to find out a little bit more, right?
Yeah, and I won't tear the speech up like Nancy did.
All right, appreciate the call. There's going to be all kinds of theatrics tonight, right? Susie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, and I love your show.
Everybody's a first-time caller because I rarely
take
calls, so it's kind of not a special. I'm kidding, but I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you for chiming in.
Yeah, I'm excited about tonight. Trump, I think he's on target with his minerals, and I think Putin will back off if they sign the deal, and I think it'll come to a close. He's on target with everything.
I mean,
the man, he's trying to make us great. And these Democrats, some of these Democrats are just, I don't know what to say. They're just idiots.
Well, they're delusional. They really are. They're in a lot of denial right now. They're delusional. And look, the other thing about this is, and this is what you have to remember, is let's they're going to talk about polling. I've already heard people talk about polling. The polling is really good for Trump. But let's also allow for the fact that some of the polling might be a little negative because of the way the media covers all this. Because they're not going to let everyone know the truth of all, you know, the facts
right.
that are happening. So
oh, yeah.
the legacy media is going to influence some of the polling. I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach. I'd love to see where we are at the end of the summer, for example. Let's say when school's starting and the NFL's starting again, where are we with some of these policies moving forward? Have we stripped enough money? Have we uncovered fraud and abuse? I think 40 days is not quite enough. 100 days is not quite enough.
At least he's doing something and moving forward.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. One thing I would say, though, you know, I do want to say this, that I understand from a political strategy perspective, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we got to be honest here. Let's say Kamala Harris, oh God, I'm like getting sick to my stomach just mentioning that. Let's say she won the election, okay? And she's doing all this stuff where she had, I don't, you know, this may be a terrible analogy, Sue, because we didn't know what the hell she was about anyway. But let's say she's going to do these things on day one and all that. Well, the Republicans will be playing a political game right now and trying to hammer her on that. So I get it. I do understand the politics. Well, everyone would cover her. Oh, no, no, you're right.
Yeah,
they wouldn't.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good point. There'd be no media coverage.
Right.
Yeah, you got me on that one. That's right. Now that I thought through that. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. Repeat caller. And I know you make fun of us repeat callers, but
no, that's okay.
I'll be a little contrarian here, just some things to think about with the Ukraine thing. You know, sometimes we act like this is a war that we are in. I mean, I've actually heard people say that. The preview for Mark Cox, even one of the callers said, you know, talking about sending our sons to fight over there. I think it's important. It's a discussion worth us having about how much money we're spending over there, but we also have to frame it right that we are not at war in Ukraine. And then just something again for us to think about. Imagine, and try not to laugh when I say this, imagine Canada invaded the U.S., took like the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then a couple years later came by, took Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and North Dakota. And then some, like France or somebody, came in and said, told us that we had to stop fighting the war to defend and just be comfortable with ceding those states over, we would tell them to go bleep off, wouldn't
right.
we?
Well, okay, so but I the, think... a lot of people, hang on here, because the analogy it doesn't fall flat. First of all, I'd be willing to package up Vermont, Maine, Delaware, and some of those other states and give them to Canada. I've made that very clear. But the deal is, and I'm not trying to be a shill for Putin, but guess what? Ukraine used to be in the USSR. Right? So there's a lot of complications for this. They're not a NATO member. Okay? There's a reason they're not a NATO member. And they won't be a NATO member. So it's a very delicate situation. I understand the risks from a global perspective. What we all used to do is sit back and say, if we don't spend this money now, we're going to have to spend three times, four times amount of this money to stop this in the future. Well, this is beyond that at this point. And that's why I think Trump wants it to stop. We all want it to stop. I can even be mature enough to admit that if you go back 20 years, I have very different thoughts on the Gulf War. Very different thoughts than I did from 20 years ago, because you learn things over the course of time. I was all for getting rid of Saddam, right? But there were a lot of things that were not clear back then that are now. So that's the only word of caution there. Steve, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
So I'm hearing the Democrats yap about nobody elected Elon Musk. My question to the bureaucrats and those that are saying this, who elected the bureaucrats?
Exactly. Good point.
That should be the question that's being asked.
Yeah, and nobody did.
Nobody.
The whole complaint about him being, you know, not, it's just something that has fallen flat. I don't think that's resonated with anyone. Has it? I mean, the left, they love to say President Musk. They've done it for a few weeks. Most normal people don't care. They're not going to, you know, dial into that. You got hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, probably, that listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, right, Sue?
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard, you listen to a good portion of it, I've heard that's really, really good. So I'm going to try to go back and check that out myself. Let's see here. I don't take calls a lot, so I have to press the buttons very carefully. Clayton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good
to hear from you, buddy. Hey, no matter what they do tonight, however they show themselves, nothing can compare with Pelosi standing up and tearing those papers up last term.
Oh, they're going to try to, the Democrats are going to try to outdo that tonight. They've got all kinds of stunts planned. They're going to throw egg cartons and do all kinds of nonsense. We'll see how much attention they give, and we'll see how Trump reacts to it, because they're going to try to goad him into a reaction, right?
That's something I'll never forget, and that sticks in my craw, man. I'll tell you that much.
It should stick in your craw, and I think it sticks in a lot of people's craws. Hang on if you're there. We're going to let Ethan catch up just a little bit. We'll take a break. We'll come on back with more phone calls here. 341-241-9797. You want to talk about the speech? You want to talk about Doge? You want to talk about Zelensky? Open format here for a few more minutes. You know, so it's funny because I've mentioned this before, not to be derelict in my duties, but I get off the show at 6 o'clock. I hang out with my wife and my daughter. We're going to do some stuff, and I don't typically, you know, head back into politics. In fact, my wife has become quite the addict to Fox.
That's interesting.
In the last 6 months or so. And she'll often have the TV on when I get home. I'm like, oh, my God, turn it off. Only because I don't want to think about politics like that. But this is a night I think I got to watch this thing live. You know, I'm always watching stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I just do it the next morning or zip through it. But I think this is going to be pretty interesting, not only because I want to see the speech, but I want to look, I'm just going to be honest. No offense to Kill Me in the game. I'm turning CNN on tonight because I want to see what the hell they're saying.
What they're saying.
On the before I get to a couple more phone calls here, hang in there. If you're on the line, I'm going to get to you. But there was not one member of the United States Senate that voted to protect women in sports today. Not one member of the Democrat team. And here's what John Fetterman said, disappointing fashion. The small handful of trans athletes in Pennsylvania in a political maelstrom deserve an ally, and I am one. Depersonalized as they, them in a political ad, but they're just school children. Empty show votes or cruelty on social media aren't part of a thoughtful, dignified solution. Well, then what is, John? Okay, what is, Senator Fetterman? Do you think it's fair that, you know, Will Thomas, I'm sorry, that Will Thomas with a penis and a muscular build better than most collegiate athletic men, that
competed,
it was fair
yeah.
for him to compete against Riley Gaines?
It's senseless.
It's senseless. And by the way, Senator, you're so out of touch with the overwhelming majority of people, not only in your own party, but the country, because it's a 67% issue for Democrats.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, back to the phones here. A couple more phone calls before we get out of here for the top of the hour. I'm going to find out who Ethan told me was on the line here. Paul, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm out of practice, Sue. I'm sorry.
I get it.
Out of practice. My goodness.
Not a first-time caller or not a first-time prize winner from you either. One of the points I wanted to make is everybody talks about one elected. Well, don't they remember Kamala wasn't elected to run for president? She was appointed. A fascist move, which a lot of people don't realize that's what that is. And where is the other half of our country backing our country? Everybody's backing Mexico, backing the Ukraine, backing Canada. I mean, where's our national pride anymore?
I think it's everywhere. That's a simple question. I think what we learned in the last few months is it's everywhere. It's just you don't hear it because it's not amplified in the media. The opposite is actually amplified in the media. I guess what I'm saying is I have confidence in the American people. Look, it's pretty clear. Again, these are not close issues. They're not. What would you say if Trump's doing things in the other direction? Oh, yeah, he's going to fight against women in sports. Wait a second. 80% of the country feel the other way. Well, he's going to just cave and give all the money he wants to Zelensky and Ukraine. Well, that's not what the American people want right now. So a lot of this is just driven
exactly.
by common sense. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, we have to think about us for a change.
Well, I think a lot of people are certainly in that camp, and I'll be very curious to see where the speech takes him tonight. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. Albert Einstein is credited with defining insanity as doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, it seems to me that all the people who want to continue giving money to Ukraine are insane. They expect a different result, and at least Donald Trump is trying to do something different.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's the part that's most confusing to me. And I mentioned yesterday, kind of had it out with a friend of mine over the weekend on this, and he's yelling about Trump this, Putin this, blah, blah. I'm like, what do you want to happen here?
Right.
What do you think is going to happen? Let's say we double the amount of weapons and cash. Same
What's
result.
What's that going to do?
Same
Nothing.
Result. Right. Nobody yeah. can point toward a path of victory here. So I think that's one of the concerns that a lot of us have. And that's not that complicated when all is said and done. Let's see. One more. Robert, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. You get the final word here today. Make it good, Robert.
Oh, it's good. It has to do with tariffs.
Excellent.
I'm surprised he went after Mexico because I thought Mexico had done a good job of stopping a lot of the traffic coming up our way, as well as going after some cartels and some fentanyl seizures. And Canada, I
I don't know all the stories. I understand they're probably putting tariffs on a lot of our stuff going to them, so maybe that's only fair. We'll have to wait and see, because Trump seems to have the pushing the right button, so I got to give him props on both of those, even though I'm not happy with the Mexican one, but hey.
Well, and I have some questions about the tariffs overall. By the way, here's what Trudeau was saying today on that.
I won't sugarcoat it. This is going to be tough, even though we're all going to pull together, because that's what we do. We will use every tool at our disposal so Canadian workers and businesses can weather this storm.
One of the things that I've learned about the president over the course of years, going back to 2015, seeing him at place, certainly seeing him in this administration or leading up to the campaign, is that we all make judgments way too soon about what's really happening.
Yeah.
And maybe in the end, some of this will be rather devastating. I don't know. And I think I would certainly be willing to speak out against it, especially because, let's face it, the polls are going to turn pretty quickly if the economy is not heading in the right direction. It just will. It's just no matter who's in power, it doesn't matter. You're going to get the blame, right? Biden got the blame. He deserves a lot of the blame. But in this particular situation, like I said earlier, we're 40 days in. Take a deep breath. Listen to the speech tonight. Watch the hysterics on the left. They really got nothing. They just want to say President Musk, etc. And let's see where we are here in a few months. I think that's a good gauge of everything. We're coming back. We got hour number three coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.